So there's a minhag to read Megillas Rus over the Yontif of Shavuos. And we read the many reasons why we read Rus on the Yontif of Shavuos in general. One being that we know Rus was one of the famous converts. And we know the Jewish people, we didn't become fully of the full status of Kedusha Shisrael, the full status of being Jews, until Matan Torah. We did the Milah, we did it on Pesach, but we didn't actually do the Tefillah and do the Kabbalah's mitzvahs until Har Sinai. So since the whole Jewish nation became converts on Shavuos, so too we read the Book of Rus, which deals with one of the famous converts. So one of the questions Mefarshim asks is, when we read Rus, well, you wouldn't know, the minhag here is they read it before Mincha. But the minhag Yisrael is that generally you read Rus at Shacharis, right after Hallel, you read Megillas Rus, and then you do Kriyas HaTorah. That's the standard minhag throughout, and it's not just for Rus. As for Shir HaShirim, for Kehelas, during the other Yom Tov, of Pesach and Sukkot, that's the minhag Yisrael that we first read. We read Rus, Kehelas, Shir HaShirim, and then we go on to Kriyas HaTorah. There seems to be one exception to the rule. That is...
Yeah,
that's a different exception. They don't do Rus at all until the afternoon. That's why you have to come to Ohev Tzedek, as Dr. Schweitzer announced, and you'll do it properly. So therefore they point out that in Purim, when do we read Megillas Rus? When do we read Megillas Esther on Purim? So first we do Kriyas HaTorah, and then after Kriyas HaTorah we read the Megillas Esther. So how come, the question is, when it comes to Megillas Esther, we read it after Kriyas HaTorah, but by the other Megillas, by Rus, Kehelas, etc., Shir HaShirim, we read it before? Which way should it be? In other words, which way is right, and we have to answer the other way. So we have a general rule in the Talmud, Tadir V'she'enu Tadir, Tadir Kodem. If you have something frequent and something less frequent, the one which is more frequent takes precedence, i.e. we do it every morning. We put on our talis and we put on our tefillin. What do we put on first? Assuming you wear a talis. So you first put on your talis and then you put on your tefillin. Why? So there are a couple of reasons, but one reason is because a talis we wear every day, 7 days a week. Tefillin we only wear 6 days a week. So since talis is more frequent, the one which is more frequent takes precedence. Therefore, Purim makes sense. Kriyas HaTorah we do all the time, every Shabbos, Shabbos twice. We do it Sheni V'Chamishi, Monday and Thursday. So it makes sense to order on Purim. First we read Kriyas HaTorah, and then we read Megillas Esther, because Tadir V'Sheino Tadir, Tadir Kodem. So how come, when it comes to Rus and Kehelas and Shir HaShirim, it seems to be out of order, we should be reading them after. So that's where Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach explains, because really, the only ones of the five Megillas are actually an obligation is Megillas Esther. The only one we have an obligation to hear on Purim, men and women as well, is the Megillas Esther. It's only a minhag, it's only a custom to do Rus at all. That's why, hence, the minhag here, do it before Mincha, because you don't have to do it at all. So in fact, our minhag is we only make a bracha on Megillas Esther, even though the Vilna Gaon Shita was to make a bracha on the other one, but that's only B'toris minhag. The minhag Ashkenaz is to make a bracha even on Minhagim. So even that's what we could say B'tzivano. But the minhag Yisrael, most places do not make a bracha before you read Rus, so therefore it's only a minhag. So in order to show that it's not part of the Chiyuv, so therefore we put it first. We read Rus, we read Kehelas, Shir HaShirim, and then we do the Chiyuv. When it comes to, you have two Chiyuvim, to the fact that we read Rus, Shir HaShirim, Kehelas before Kriyas HaTorah shows, we are singling out as a minhag, and it's not a Chiyuv. And it's only once you have two obligations, then you have the principle of Tadir V'Sheino Tadir, and hence Purim, which is the only obligation, hence we read Megillas Esther after Kriyas HaTorah. Rabbi Chananya Nakasha Omer Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakeh Sitzizog Ofiach HaKevim Torah Mitzvah Shenemar Adonai Chafei Tzuman Tzidko Yaldil Torah. It's Mark Pukune, the Kare Mishiche.